James 4:4 says, to be an enemy, to be a friend of the world, which means to be fond of the world. Are you fond of the world's entertainment, neighbor? Do you like the flesh that the world gives you? Titillation, rides, excitement, food, music. If you're fond of the world, you're actually an enemy of God. James 4:4. God's not a liar, neighbors. We love you enough to come and tell you the truth. And this message is hated by the world. Did you know that? I'm not Joel Osteen who's loved. I'm hated. Jesus said, my disciples will be hated. Are you hated for the cause of Christ? Or are you living a life that's pleasing to your flesh? Test yourself, neighbors. Christ made a narrow way of eternal life, but you're an enemy of God as you live for the things of the world. 1 John 2:15 says, if you love the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you. This is the world. This is the world. If you're here, you're sinning against God. Because why? You're not loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength today. God didn't call you to Strawberry Fest. God didn't call you to live like the world. God didn't call you to be of the world in your vanity and your wasted life and your sports and your politics and promoting war. God didn't call any of that. We love you enough to tell you the truth, neighbor. God calls people to holiness and righteousness and goodness. God does not call you into the world to be like the world and live like the world. He calls his workers into the world, we're his workers, to preach to you, to wake you up from your dead slumber, to ask you to stop listening to pastors and priests that are lying to you because they're about money. They're lying to you because they want to fill up a building. The truth will empty the buildings of churchianity. That's why Jesus said his people will be hated for his name's sake. If you're not hated for the truth of Jesus Christ, you're not his neighbor. The Bible is clear. You must be hated. That doesn't mean you're a jerk and people hate you because you're a jerk. You're hated because of the message you proclaim. You're hated because you live for Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You're hated because you tell people to be of the world. Look what you're in line for. Neighbors, ask yourself, what are you in line for? You're patiently waiting in your flesh to go on and be indulged in the flesh. The Bible says, wait upon the Lord. The Bible says, seek God's kingdom. You see, the Lord doesn't want your Sunday scrap or whatever day you gather for a dead ritual services. The Lord wants you to walk in holiness and obedience, neighbor. The Lord wants you to lose your life in meekness, humbleness. Say, I'm nothing. I got to believe and obey and follow Jesus Christ, the only way, the truth, and the life. But what do Americans say? I believe that cross is not going to save you, young man. You must come out of the world and repent. These metal crosses, these bumper stickers, these t-shirts, these hats, these dead religious services. They've made mammon out of our holy Lord. We don't want you to be made mammon out of. We want you to seek the kingdom of God in righteousness. And I know the amplification is not a problem because there's amplifiers in there. The music is amplified. Your sports are amplified. Your TVs are amplified. Your movies are amplified. I'm so tired of people telling me, oh, you go and lift up your voice for Jesus. We don't like that amplifier. My voice is probably just as loud as my amp, but the amp lets me preach on longer. Why? Because I love my neighbor. Because I want to warn you about the sin that you're engaging in. Hebrews 10:26 says, if we willfully sin, that's being of the world, there's no sacrifice left for sin, but a fiery judgment that's coming on all the people that disregard the holiness of God. Don't disregard the holiness of God. The Bible says he's holy, holy, holy. Thrice holy. That means he's not overlooking any sin. Did you know? Did you know, neighbor, that he killed a husband and a wife? This is my wife. For one lie in Acts 5. This is after grace had come. He killed them dead over one lie. Why? They were unrepentant. What sins are you living in that you're unrepentant about? The worldliness? The pride and vanity? Did you know the body is the temple of God? Did you know you're supposed to clothe it the way God designed it? In Genesis 3, God says, thank you for your service, officer. God says, clothe your body the way he ordained it. Pride and vanity.
You may want to ask him for a card and help you to examine yourself and see if you're in the faith that was once.
Pride and vanity is an abomination to a holy God, neighbor, to adorn yourself if you claim a holy Savior. So we get the glorious job. We love it. Best job I ever had. I worked my whole life and support myself. Don't take money from anyone. We get the job of coming and warning our neighbors that death and judgment is coming for you, neighbor. Wrath is coming for you, neighbor. Do not be part of the world. Do not live in your flesh. Romans 8:8 says you cannot please God in your flesh. Strawberry Fest is flesh. The American church system is flesh. The American culture is flesh. You've got to turn away. And you've got to seek the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Football will damn your soul. What is football, young people? Violence, covetous, worldly. What's going to happen to you on Judgment Day, young people? What's going to happen to you on Judgment Day as you live far outside the truth of a holy God? God is not a liar. He makes a covenant. There's a blood covenant available. You're all invited to what's called a marriage supper of the Lamb. It's actually going to be like the Battle of Armageddon. Christ is coming for his own. He's going to destroy everyone else. You don't believe that? Go read the account where the man shows up at the wedding. He doesn't have the right garment on. That means he's not of God. He gets wrapped up, thrown into outer darkness, weeping and gnashing of teeth. What's going to happen to you on Judgment Day when you're not ready to be in that wedding feast? God's going to say, away from me. I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. Neighbors, we've been doing a test. Does anyone here fear God? If you fear God, raise your hand. If you fear God, raise your hand. I got one guy that put it up for a second. Put it up, sir. Show everybody you fear God. If you fear God, though, sir, you must obey him and come out of the world. Otherwise, your fear is not wisdom. The Bible says the beginning of wisdom is to fear God. What? A couple thousand people here. One guy lifts his hand and says he fears God. If you don't fear God, neighbor, it means you have no wisdom. You have no knowledge. You have no understanding. You have no light. Without light, you're going to lose your soul. Jesus is the light. The world is blinding you. You're caught in Satan's snare, neighbors. Did you know that this is Satan's kingdom? 2 Corinthians 4:4. You're living in, you're walking in Satan's kingdom. That cross is going to do nothing for you, sir. I love you. You got to repent to come out of the world. Bumper stickers, t-shirts, Jesus hats, Sunday religious rituals are going to do nothing for you, neighbor, if you don't fear God and obey him. Hebrews 5:9 says, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. Look it up. The Bible is true. God's word is not a liar. Jesus said, everything my Father did not plant is going to be uprooted. God didn't plant Strawberry Fest. God didn't plant your Sunday church system. or Saturday, whenever you go. God didn't plant crosses on chains like some lucky good luck charm. God didn't plant that. God didn't plant his people living like the world. It's not funny, sir. It's serious. Your soul is on the line. God did not plant all of these lies in the culture that are deceiving our neighbor's soul. So we come to tell you that truth. Pastors are selling you out for mammon. The Pope is selling you out for mammon. All these cults like the JWs down here are selling you out. But the Word of God is true. Jesus made the narrow way, but broad is the road that leads to destruction. Today you're on the broad road to destruction, neighbor. Go read Matthew 7. We come into that broad road. Look, we're on the same road you're on, except you're living for it. We're here to proclaim you to come out of it. So we are in the world, but we're not of the world. If you're here for Strawberry Fest, you're actually of the world. And what's going to happen? Go read Matthew 25. Christ is going to separate the sheep from the goats. Guess what? There's going to be very few sheep. Matthew 7 says few. That word means puny. Puny in the Greek. Puny number of you are going to enter eternal life. Did you know that? But broad is the road to destruction. So he's going to come and separate out his holy sheep. You got to be holy and obey God. If you have a transformed heart, neighbor, if you claim you know Jesus, if you claim that you're living for the kingdom of God, but you don't have a transformed heart where you want to obey God, that's called a false convert. If you live in pride and vanity, I used to be a bodybuilder. I looked in the mirror more than 100 women put together. I had to repent of all of that, neighbors. Turn and repent to the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He's glorious and worthy to be lifted up today. Holy is the Lamb of God. Do not trample the blood of Jesus any longer. Live for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Seek him while he may be found. So we're loving our neighbor with the truth of God today. I was talking about how people love to stand in line for flesh. People love to stand in line to feed their flesh. But what about waiting for Christ? The Bible says, wait upon the Lord, neighbor. Have you opened the scriptures to see that everything you're pursuing today is vanity? Solomon talked about that, the richest man in the world. They claim he would make Elon Musk look like a pauper. Solomon was so rich today. But he said everything is vanity. What are you living for, neighbors? What have you set your heart, your mind, and your life on, neighbors? What are you doing? What are you pursuing? The Bible says, pursue righteousness. What are you pursuing, neighbors? You're actually pursuing your flesh and pride and rebellion. Did you know something, neighbors? We love you so much. 1 Samuel 15 says, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Did you know that? So if you rebel against God by not obeying him and keeping his word, did you know you're actually practicing witchcraft? And God is going to destroy everyone that practices witchcraft. God is going to destroy all those that rebel against him in witchcraft. The culture is in witchcraft against God. The culture is practicing many false ways. The culture, Satan's kingdom, 2 Corinthians 4:4. The God of this world, neighbor, is who you're lined up for. To titillate your flesh and to please yourself. Why would you please the God of this culture, Satan, and not surrender your life to the one who gives you breath? He gives you every heartbeat. He gives you gravity to stay on the earth. Why would you not surrender your life?
But did you know he said, Mary, you are going to find eternal life?
Completely.
Why is that, neighbor? Why is the waste?
I wish he wouldn't have done that.
He's got his own hands.
Instructions so broad and many there be which go in thereat, when we have 40,000 different denominations all professing to be upright.